Goodness. Hello, church family. Yes, my name is also Sarah. And I have a little bit of backstory to share first so you can better see how gracious God has been and how he has worked in my life. It may seem kind of scattered initially, but you'll see how it all comes together naturally. So growing up, my parents took me to church. I remember being in Sunday school and doing things with children's church. I'm sure I heard all of the Bible stories, but they didn't really set. I didn't understand till much, much later. When I was in the third grade, my parents divorced, and I didn't get to see my dad very often. Just a couple years later, when I was going into the sixth grade, I was old enough to go to youth group. Now, I didn't go for any great reason at all. It was just something to do, and I had some friends that went also. The year I started attending youth group was the same year they brought in a new youth pastor, and his name is Chris Howell. I got to spend a lot of time with Chris, his wife Kristen, and their terrific family. It was during this time I got to see what a Christ-centered marriage looks like. It was during this time I got to see what a Christ-centered home looks like. There were multiple adults helping out with the youth group who poured into me and all the other youth every week, regularly, building relationships with us that were built in the light of Christ. These things were monumental for me, to say the least. And not only did God let me observe marriage and family models, it was during this time of life that I received a solid foundation for my spiritual life. My youth pastor, Chris, gave excellent teaching of the Bible. He tied everything to the gospel. Part of his teaching that impacted me the most is how he explained bold biblical truths. Not half-truths, not feel-good messages, and leaving out the uncomfortable parts. He taught the full biblical truth boldly and in love. He also encouraged us to not settle and conform to the world around us. To not conform to the middle and high school classmates we had. He was the first one to ingrain into my head that if you are living biblically, if you are in the narrow gate, it is going to look different. And that is a good thing. That is not a bad thing. My youth pastor introduced me to mission trips, encouraging the serving nature of Christ and teaching us that we are always on mission. He taught, encouraged, and demonstrated the serving and ministry heart in day-to-day life. In addition to all this, it was my youth pastor who was the first one to initiate the conversation with me of my salvation. It was my youth pastor who led me to accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior during my sophomore year of high school. My youth pastor had a radical impact on my life. Now, I know this is only through the power and grace of Jesus Christ. Yes, Chris did an excellent job in teaching and leading, but we know the understanding and the transformation that took place for me in my life is not man's work, that is God's work. Jesus is the reason for anything good in who I am today. But this is what youth pastors do. They help lead us to it. Now, I know we are outside Youth Pastors Appreciation Month, but I encourage you to consider how we can support our youth pastor who is pouring into kids who may very well have a story somewhat similar to mine. These young minds who often need to hear things from adults who aren't their parents, other trusted adults who guide them to truth and equip them with biblical knowledge and wisdom. I know not every child will be impacted in the same amount or the same way that I was, but I encourage you to give them the chance. To any middle or high schooler who is skeptical, to any parent who might be weary of youth group, I simply ask you to consider it. Consider the benefits of being in a safe environment with trusted adults who long for your kids to know the love God has for them and his word. Consider expanding your village to those who come beside you and equipping them with biblical principles. And for the teens who attend youth group, I hope this is all the more reason to invite your friends to come with you to youth group. I share all this with you because my time at youth group is what initiated a huge transformation for me and my spiritual life. Youth group ministries are making an impact to the next generation. So I ask you to consider how we can support Matt, our youth pastor here, whether it's devoting to pray for him regularly, speaking encouragement to him. It might look like getting involved with the youth group and helping in that way. Or if you cannot commit to showing up Sunday nights but desire to be involved in some way, just simply asking Matt, what is something I can help the youth ministry with? I'm sure there's something that your gifts can serve in. And I ask you to pray for the youth ministry Grace Life has, for the trusted adults who volunteer and give their time regularly to serve and minister to our children. Bringing up children to know, understand, and hopefully believe the word of God is no small feat. And while this is the role of the parents, Matt and the youth ministry here at Grace Life are here to be your village. My village at youth group was the best resource I had at that time. It equipped me, and it was so life-giving. And I know the youth ministry here does the same. Jeremiah 3:15 says, I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And for our elders, Pastor Tommy and Pastor Matt, 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.